tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everyone, welcome back to another, or actually our final recap episode for Young and Hungry. This is, you're watching AfterBuzz TV, and if you aren't already, subscribe to our channel at youtube.com/AfterBuzz TV, and you can also find us on iTunes and SoundCloud. I'm not here by myself. I'm joined with my lovely co-hosts over here. Introduce yourself, you guys.
Hi guys. I'm Carly, and you can find me on Twitter at @Carly_Garso.
And I'm Britta Garso, and you can find me on Twitter at @Britta_Garso.
And I'm Landry Bender, and you can find me on Twitter at Landry Bender.
There you go. Oh, and I don't think I introduced myself, but I'm Michelle Fee, and you can find me on Twitter at _MichelleFee. So let's just dive into our first episode, episode 19, called Young and Younger Brother. Mm-hmm. Let's start talking about Elliot and Alan's wedding. So okay. It's supposed to be like the wedding of, I guess, not the, like the wedding of the year, because they're being covered by like InStyle.
Yeah. But how?
Because he's a publicist.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty well known, I think.
And Josh is paying for the wedding.
That's
as we
true.
Found out later.
And
so.
Honeymoon.
And honeymoon, yeah.
Maybe.
So.
Yeah, maybe,
right? Yeah. Right. So that's probably why, you know, it's
it
so
would just
well
be
known.
So cool to get your wedding covered by, like, a publication, because then you have those photos and that, like, thing forever.
I know. Goals, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hashtag
yeah,
goals. So Elliot and Alan asked Gabby to make appetizers for their wedding. Did you guys think that she'd be able to pull it off? I mean, it was, like, 100 appetizers in, like, what, a couple of days?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's obviously very talented, so I feel like she could pull it off. But,
yeah. And, I mean, we've talked about before how we think she's, like, a little selfish, and I feel like she only does things mm-hmm. and, like, really commits when
she's
it benefits her.
Or she's getting paid.
Yeah.
So, and she's getting paid a lot.
Yeah. So I definitely thought she could pull it off because of that.
Right. But, I mean, Josh kind of threw her a curveball and made her hire Jake, his younger brother, who's super hot, by the way.
He's
really
cute.
So
cute.
Hot.
Who
so
is
cute.
That?
Who I don't
you?
Know.
We're going to stalk you, sir.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, by the commercials, we already saw it coming. You know, she was going to kiss him, or he was going to kiss her, or whatever have you. I mean, did you think that relationship was going to last? She was supposed to be his teacher. Like, she was supposed to teach him how to cook.
I didn't want it to.
Yeah, I didn't want it to either. I'm just proud, though, because we saw Gabby with Sophia's brother, how she just threw herself at
yeah.
him. Like, Gabby, have some self-respect. And so I like that with with Jake, it was kind of more, like, organic, I felt like. It naturally happened, and mm-hmm. she didn't throw herself at him. It was, like, a nice moment between them.
Right. So,
mm-hmm. But I'm still not, like, on their team or anything. I just thought it was, like, a sweet moment.
I mean, it was really cute. But, I mean, I don't know. I thought they were cute together.
Yeah, I do, too, I guess. I don't know. I'm torn.
Yeah, I'm still Team Josh.
Yeah.
But what is his name, by the way? I didn't
know.
Jake.
Jake.
They said it so many times.
I know. I was like, why didn't I write that down? And then I couldn't remember.
It's literally the first thing I wrote down.
Same. It's the first thing I wrote down,
okay,
too.
Well, I'm going to write it now, too.
Welcome
Jake.
Back.
There
Welcome
go.
Back.
Yeah. So, I mean, they were super cute. And I was hoping it would last. But, you know, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
We also find that Josh and Jake kind of... Yeah, butted heads.
Collide, yeah.
Yeah, just because he saw, or Josh walked in on Gabby and Jake kissing.
Which, okay, I think that even if he didn't have feelings for her still, I feel like that would still make him jealous.
Yeah.
I don't think
because
you necessarily,
they're brothers.
Yeah, like, have mm-hmm. to have feelings for someone to be jealous.
So I didn't really like when Gabby was, like, accusing him of being jealous. And she
But he was being jealous.
Yeah, I know, but when she's like, why would you, like, be... Like, she was kind of, like, playing dumb about it. Like, yeah. I feel like it's so obvious that he would be jealous.
And mm-hmm. I feel like, too, like, even if he doesn't have feelings for her, it still is awkward walking into that situation.
It is really awkward.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one thing to like your friend's ex, but, like, your brother or your, like... Your sibling's ex? That's, because then you always think, like, what if it works out really well and they get married and then this person is a part of your life forever? Like,
well, I think if it gets to that point, they'll get over it eventually. But it was just really weird that she thought it was okay because she was kind of in love with Josh, too, at the beginning, right?
Exactly.
So,
3 months ago.
And could still be. That's right.
I thought it was very strange how she kind of acted like it was no big deal. And he's like, you don't, like... date someone that you almost had to think was brother, which was, like, mm-hmm. a good point. And she was like, what? Like,
yeah.
Typical Gabby.
Yeah, typical Gabby. So when Josh finds out, he obviously sends Jake away because Jake is like, oh, my God, I love cooking now. Like, this is my passion. So he sends him to, like, the top culinary school.
In New York, yeah.
In New York. And
smart move, I mean.
Yeah, that was a really smart move.
All the way across the country, yeah.
Right.
I feel like it was a win-win for everyone, literally everyone.
Yeah,
I wish he would have done it.
I know, I wish he would have went too.
Well, yeah, he didn't go, but then he, like, took that $36,000 check and bought a food truck with it.
But it was not a nice food truck.
It was
a better food truck.
But I also think, like, I mean, I don't know the much about food trucks at all, but they just bought one on, I don't know if you guys watch Blood and Oil. It's
on Amy. No,
so, I don't. Okay, so I really like it, and they bought one on there, and it was, like, $100,000, and so I'm like, maybe that was a really good deal. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Well,
that's actually a good point.
That's
I'm not
true.
An expert on food trucks.
Yeah. I don't know, like, I think from the outside, it obviously needed work, but it seemed to work from the inside, so I was like, that's a steal. I don't know. Like I said, I don't really know about them, but I felt like it was a good investment.
Mm-hmm.
Not with someone else's money.
It was his money as soon as he gave him that check.
I don't know.
Did you think that was going to happen, though? Like, did you think he was actually going to leave, or did you think he was going to, like... I don't know, do something crazy with it.
I didn't think he would leave, but I didn't know what he would do with
it. I thought he was going to leave and Gabby was going to go with him, because that's, like, a Gabby thing to do, you know? Like, flee with the man she likes.
True.
Cooper.
That's what she did with Cooper.
Yeah.
Which we did not see at the end of, like, the season, which I'm kind of disappointed. I thought we were going to see him.
Cooper?
Yes.
Wait, what? Why did you think we were going to see him?
I don't know. Maybe he would have, like, came back and was like, Gabby, I still love you, or something. I don't know.
Okay, so you just wanted him to come back?
I just wanted to see him. I just wanted to see him for the episode.
You're just a fan of Jessica.
I am.
Who isn't? Yeah, I'm
still
a fan. Yeah.
Also, it's National Dessert Day. I don't think it's a coincidence that this finale was on National Dessert Day.
I agree.
Right? So, hope you're all eating some sweet treats today.
Yeah.
You're right. I totally forgot
about
that.
Cookies.
You forgot about it?
I had some chocolate ice cream earlier.
Good. Oh,
you're celebrating.
There you go. You gotta do it.
I guess I need to go get some. let's see, what else? So, I mean, he gets her a food truck, and she obviously loves it because it has her name on it.
Which is so funny. I love that whole scene.
It has my name on it!
I love that. It's so funny.
It was really sweet.
It was really sweet.
But before he presented it to her, Josh and Gabby were kind of having a moment in her apartment, because before that, they were helping Elliot and Alan get back together because the wedding was off. And then they kind of, like, went their separate way. But did you think something was going to happen between Josh and Gabby at that moment?
I did. I think it's so funny to me because Gabby's very confused, even if she doesn't admit it. Like, she's not really making a decision, even though she does at the end of the episode. I feel like she's still, deep down, is very confused. So that was interesting to see.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I was actually, like, really disappointed in Gabby because I felt like Josh, like, took her hands. Like, he was obviously going to say something important. And then she hears the beeping and she's like, oh, hold on. Like, no. Like, I just wanted her to at least be respectful and be like, oh, do you need to, like, finish your statement? Like, I don't know. I just felt like it made me really sad for Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sad.
I mean, but Jake was, like, calling her name. If someone was calling your name and honking the horn, like, outside your window, what would you
do? But Josh looks so serious. Yeah, but you would look. You would look. Everyone would.
Yeah, you'd be like, can you hold that thought? I'm going to go look out the window
now. It just made me sad. I really love Gabby and Josh.
Me too.
Yeah.
Season 3.
I know. There's always season 3. That's right. So, when that episode ended, everyone was kind of against Gabby and Jake for their food truck idea. And they were being they were being super pessimistic. Did you guys think that they would actually, like, I don't know, make it?
No.
I did not think the food truck would succeed at all.
So you guys were, like, hoping it would fail, too?
Yeah, like, not hoping it would fail, but I just didn't see it playing out. Like, who knew that he knew Ed Sheeran? We didn't.
Yeah.
Right? I was hoping to see Ed Sheeran. Like, why would you
name, please, perform?
Why would you name drop and just not bring him out?
I know. I was disappointed, too. But I was thinking, like, when Josh was asking her, like, oh, have you come up with, like, a marketing plan, like, all these things, I think that's good that he asked because it bothers me when people just, like, take a leap of faith without any sort of planning because I'm such a planner. So I was like, yeah, Josh, yeah, why didn't she? Like, why didn't you come up with a plan? So when she said it out loud and was like, yeah, we don't really have, like, any sort of plan, but we're just doing it, I really thought it would fail.
Yeah.
And it kind of did with the whole permit thing. Yeah. It ended up in a weird way failing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like Josh kind of asked that out of, like, spite, though.
He did, but it was just, like, something rude. I would have asked. But it, like, I would have said it because I was concerned. He did do it out of spite.
Right. Yeah.
Wait, can I mention something about the first episode?
Of course. Go for
it. Okay, the ring in the pot pie, that is such a, like, comedy, like, storyline.
Oh, right.
I love it. Like, as soon as they're like, where's the ring? Oh, I just baked these pot pies. I'm like, yes.
I wrote the never on my gets notes, old. I was like, she totally pulled a Rachel and a Monica.
Yeah!
I love that. I love that.
Friends references.
Yes. I was like, I love that show. I love it so much.
I know, me too. I was going to say that we have a Ross and Rachel situation with Gabby and Josh, but we always talk about Friends on, like, we shouldn't. So I didn't say anything. But now that you brought them up, Ross and Rachel, Gabby and Josh won't get together until the end of the series.
Right. I mean, do you kind of think they're jumping the shark is what they call it? Is, you know what I mean? Where they just constantly, like, have them get together and have them not get together and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do think
that. I think that's part of the show, too. It's, like, part of the suspense of the show, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry, you can get back to episode two, right? I just really wanted to say the ring thing.
No, that was great. Yeah, so, I mean, we talked about how they went to the park to sell their apps and they didn't have their permit, so that was kind of sad.
Yeah, it was. I kind of saw it coming when the police officer, like,
when he came up and, like, talked to them.
Yeah, that was really funny. Yeah.
But I was like, well, he came up there, and I'm like, oh, he's going to definitely say something about the permit. Because I feel like in any type of situation like this, in a comedy, it's always the police officer, like, the bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news bears. Why?
But, like, when he came up and he asked about their permits and stuff like that, it kind of made me wonder, does that mean they lose all of the money that they made that night?
Yeah, I was curious about that, too.
He didn't say anything about it.
Yeah. I think they just got towed from what I took. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it was, like, impounded, right? So,
right.
I mean, it would have been pretty cruel to, like, take their money and their truck. Like, how are they going to get the truck back if they don't have the money? Like,
right. That's true.
I think that's the point.
Well, yeah, but that's just mean.
Yeah, it is. It is mean. But, I don't understand. Oh, she left the keys on the table, so that's why Josh took the truck, right, and got it fixed up?
Right, because they got the truck towed, and then Jake goes back to Josh's apartment and, like, tells him, like, what happened, basically, like, how they got the truck impounded.
Yeah.
And then Josh was obviously super happy because it wasn't as a success as he thought it was initially. Yeah. And then that's when they got into the argument about how Jake realizes that Josh, oh my god, these J names.
That's what I was thinking. Josh and Jake, that's way too
it's
similar.
Horrible.
Aren't the Duggars all J names? That's such a side note, but aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, that's right.
Let's bookmark that.
Anyways, so Josh and Jake get into an argument because they find out that both of them like Gabby, and then Jake leaves, and then that's when Gabby comes in and she's like, oh, I got our keys back. And that's when all of that happened. Yeah,
yeah,
when
and then she
like
left the keys. Okay, yeah. That makes sense now. I was wondering how he did that.
I would so, another side note, I would so go to the food truck at the end.
that food truck was
it was so nice. I loved how it was supposed to look like a chalkboard.
Yeah, it was really cute.
It was super cute.
Oh, you know what it reminds? Sorry. You know what it reminded me of? Remember in the very first season when they had that opening where it was like chalkboard?
Yeah, yeah, same thing. Same thing. Yeah.
I bet that's why they did it.
Maybe. I did not like the ending, though. I was going to say I loved the ending, and that was not true.
I think that that's, like, the most selfless that Josh has ever been, though. So I was really proud in, like, that moment. Because I would... Would you guys do that? Like,
no.
Send someone you really have feelings for off with your brother? Like, no.
No.
I just... No. And I just didn't really like the rabbi's advice at all. And also the fact that he got it from movies isn't really...
Yeah.
I
mean, it was funny. But
it, it was funny. It was funny, but it was just all over the place.
Right.
Like, I'm like, what are you saying? Like, he's supposed to have good advice. But, yeah, I was disappointed with the ending.
I mean, I think we all were, but I feel like for different reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, also, though, I feel like I was really happy with how every other character ended.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia and Ruben.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
That was a surprise. And I love that Yolanda met the rabbi. That was really
cute. Yeah, and she got them okay with lots of effort.
Yeah.
Good for her.
That was
you
awesome.
Go, girl.
You go.
I knew she would.
I mean, if not her, who else?
Yeah, right. Yeah. There you go.
And then, yeah, so Sophia... And Elliot and Alan, their wedding was beautiful.
It was so,
so
really
pretty.
It was really small.
I love that they hyphen their names, too.
You, that's right.
They're Mr. and Mr.
Park.
Park.
Something.
What?
Did you write it down?
Yeah, I can't read it. Lowenstein. Oh,
Lowenstein.
Mr. and Mr. Park Lowenstein.
That's cute.
Okay.
Oh, you know, speaking of their wedding, I was actually hoping we'd be able to see their parents. You know?
That's true.
Or
that's
at least
so
Alan's mom, because
they
talked about
to
him so much.
Mom. Yeah, they talk about her so much. Or Elliot's mom, just because she's so mean. It's kind of
funny
to have.
She's so funny. She's so funny. Yeah. She's great.
That's true, but I like that it focused on them.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a happy day, I felt like.
It was, except for Josh.
Yeah. Except for Josh. Well, he seemed happy, but...
I don't think you were.
It was sad. It was really sad.
It was really sad. He was the only one alone, I think, of everyone at the end.
Which, I mean, we talked about, like, the beginning of the season, how we didn't want him to date anyone else, like, this season, because he dated so much in the previous season.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, in that sense, like, I think it's good for him to be alone.
Right.
But he was, like, really alone. Because everyone else had someone.
Yeah. That's right. Well, since the season wrapped up, what was your favorite part about... I guess second season.
Oh,
that's kind of hard. Just a little reminiscing.
I always love Sophia.
Yeah,
I love her character.
Yeah.
I think she's so like spunky and fun, and I love seeing like her and Gabby's relationship.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I really like the relationship.
Yeah,
they're so different.
Yeah, it's cool.
Each other.
Opposite attract.
Yeah,
it's cute.
And Sophia's so smart. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is my favorite part? That Cooper didn't come back. Maybe.
Rude.
I don't know. That's so hard.
Was he in season two at all?
He was in the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before the break.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. This has been going on a while.
Mm-hmm.
20 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so hard to say what my favorite part was. Do you know yours?
No. I mean, I would just say that I really liked any episode that showed a lot of Sophia and Gabby.
Just
because she's my favorite character, too.
Me
and
too,
I love them together. Yeah.
I mean, I've really liked the fortune teller episode, like the recent one.
That was really good.
I liked that one.
That was really good.
And I liked the like second half of season two opener with the neighbor and the new,
that's right.
Chef. I thought that one was funny.
That one was funny.
That was good.
Yes,
that was good. I mean, I really loved this whole season.
Me too.
All right, well, let's get into some predictions.
Okay.
Ooh.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Oh, we have
predictions.
Okay. All right, so who wants to start us off with predictions for season 3?
I think Carly does.
Oh, okay.
Hot
I will
seat.
Do that. Well, obviously, Gabby was having doubts because she kept looking back at
Josh.
Oh, my gosh. So, they're definitely going to get together. I don't know what's... I don't think that her and Jake... I have it written down now.
Mm.
I don't think they're going to... I think they're going to have a good time, and I think it's going to be successful. But I don't know if I've heard anything about him coming back for season 3.
Mm.
Have you?
No.
I haven't looked, though.
I haven't looked on IMDb either. But I don't know if he's really going to be, like, a character. So then that would leave kind of... But then also that would kind of leave where we started at season 2 with both of them being single but just friends, which I don't... I'm not happy with anymore.
Yeah.
See, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that
she's going to, like, go to Coachella for the 2 weeks and come back and kind of realize that she'd rather be with Josh.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, too. Like, I don't think she's going to want to be with Jake.
No, but you said they would come back and be just friends. Like, yeah, I think that she's going to express her feelings. Because you know how they say, like, absence makes the heart grow fonder? So they say.
Okay.
I think, like, not seeing Josh, she's so used to seeing him every single day, like, not seeing him will kind of make her miss him. And but maybe being around Jake too much is going to make her annoyed of him. Like, think about trying to, like, teach your boyfriend your, like, skill. Like, I mean, I love my boyfriend, but I could never teach him, like, how to blog. Like, so I just feel like that would be really frustrating for her, even though it sounds fun. So I feel like she's really going to miss Josh.
I'm curious about how, I don't know, even when she comes back, I'm curious about when, hold on, I totally lost my train of thought. how are they gonna, if she does continue with the food truck thing, how are they gonna, how is she gonna still work with Josh? Is she gonna still work with Josh? Yeah. I feel like that's, and she said she would do, like, food truck at night, but then that in the day, but it's like, I don't know if that would work out.
I actually thought that was a good plan because of, I'm sorry, I, like, keep bringing other shows into this, because of Two Broke Girls, when they do their cupcake business at night after they work at the diner. Okay. And so, I mean, if they can do it,
Daddy really wants to make money, she could give up some sleep to do that.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
That's true.
Gotta hustle.
It's very true. Well, I think that she's definitely going to come back and not be with Jake anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to see him. He's so cute.
He is
so
cute. I feel like this just opened doors for him. He's going to be on other things now.
True.
Yeah, I haven't seen him on anything else. Have you guys seen him on other?
I feel like he might look familiar, but I don't.
He looks like the guy from Pretty Little Liars, but I can't remember his name.
Like Noel Kahn?
Not Noel. The nerdy guy that Hannah hung out with at the beginning of the series.
They do not look alike.
They look alike, but I don't think...
Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
I don't think it's the same person.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's the same person.
No, I actually remember I looked up Jake, like, when I heard he was going to be on this, but it was, like, so long ago that I didn't think I recognized him from anything. But I really do think that he did a good job, so I think...
He did.
Yeah, he did. He was a good actor.
He was really good,
better than a lot of other guest stars.
Yeah,
like Sophia's brother.
Sophia's brother was not that great. But, yeah. I mean, I think she's going to come back, and I think she'll probably, like, tell Josh that she loves him, too.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that when they open, like, the third season or the Christmas episode or whatever it is, she's going to come back and tell him that she loves him. And
we can't wait.
I would love if they got together on a Christmas episode.
I know. Magic. Ugh.
Christmas episodes are great.
They are great.
And then adding that to it. Yeah. It's true. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of season 2. Thank you so much for watching. Where can everyone find you on social media?
You guys can find me on Twitter at @Carly_Garso. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @Britta_Garso.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @LandryBender.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @_MichelleFee. Thanks for watching, you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.